team last night.
Yes, you know, those guys are warriors, and you know, they're like family to us. And it sucks that to lose them, you know, gruesome injuries like that. So, you know, all we can do is just, you know, support them through their rehab process in the building here, and hopefully they can get back out here as soon as possible.
With Cleveland coming up this week, is it kind of an opportunity to use that bounce back? We get you to 3-3 on the season. What do you see coming into the Cleveland game?
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter who we're playing, it's an opportunity to go out there and put a win on the board. You know, so we got to do the work, watch the film, and get to know our opponent these next couple of days. It's a big week for us, as it is every week, but especially this one, you know, coming back off a loss.
Everyone always says next man up, and it's sort of, I imagine for you guys, it's got to be a little callous feeling, especially when you're seeing a couple of guys go down on a drive. Like, psychologically, when you see something like that, Whitney Merciless get hurt, KJ Watt get hurt, how do you guys, like, move on?
You know, during the game, you just got to focus on your job, you know. And I thought we did a good job, you know, trying to stay focused on the sidelines offensively. But, you know, it really hits home, you know, when you wake up this morning knowing that JJ is not going to be there, you know, on the field, and Witt's not going to be in here in the locker room with us. And, you know, it hurts. They're on the leadership council. They're, you know, obviously JJ's, you know, he is, you know, Houston's unofficial mayor, you know. So it sucks that we lose those guys like that. But we got to put the work back in and just go back, get back at it.